it makes me sad sometimes, mm-hmm. or frustrated, mm-hmm. and sometimes it's just frustrating and stuff, and I can't focus sometimes. It feels sort of like a demon or a, like a, when people get hiccups or something, it's like telling me, like, you know how people get hiccups and that their brain tells them to do a hiccup? It's like a tick, the brain tells them to jump and twitch and shake their head and stuff.
So I know when you get hiccups, it's hard to control that and hard to stop it. So is that the same for you when you get this thing called a tick?
Yes.
For someone who hasn't seen what a tick looks like, can you describe what that might look like in a person with Tourette's?
It just looks like when people shake or they hit their arms out or they blink, like squeeze their eyes and yell out swear words and stuff. And shake their head and stuff. Got my blinking tick now, and it's, and you can get rages and stuff, like sort of an outburst, so you can't control anything you say or do. Some things you can control, but most things you can't. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. What's kind of going on in your mind after one of these episodes?
I just feel upset with for the things that I've. People I've hit or the things that I've broken or something like that. Or, yeah.
Do you know what you've done at the end of one of these episodes or does someone have to tell you?
Sometimes I know, but sometimes I forget. Like, time, like, you know, yeah. sort of forget sometimes. And I just wish I could control it and stuff.
Yeah. Can you describe for me one of the worst episodes that you've had?
Probably close to the worst, but it was... Only a couple of weeks ago or days ago, I was on Thursday at school. I was in the office and then basically the whole, first aid room, whatever it is, got all destroyed, glass got smashed and stuff like that. And not windows, just mirrors. And it was really upsetting for me when I, after the rage, because I was thinking, oh my God, what did I do? They're going to expel me or something like that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Can you feel these episodes coming on?
Yes, I can feel them coming on, but sometimes they just come out of the blue. But most of the time I can feel them coming on, so I just go up to Mum or Greggy or anyone and just say that I can feel a rage coming on.
And what do you do then? Because you were describing before that it's kind of like the hiccups that you can't control. So you can feel it coming on and you don't know perhaps how bad it's going to be. But what do you do then? Do you just have to wait to ride it out?
Well, Mum or Dad or my stepdad usually take me to my room in here and, I let it all out in here, but at the school they're making a sensory room where if I have a rage there's, like, stuff to squish and play with and stuff.
And how do you feel about that? Is that something that would help?
I think that it would be something that would help, yes, but, yeah, it would help.
How difficult does this condition make it when it comes to your schooling?
It's not, like, it's hard a bit, but I just get worried going to school because I'm worried that kids are going to tease me or something.
Mm.
But it's just embarrassing because I sit in the front of the class, but I think I'm going to the back of the class now. But I feel like everyone's watching me and stuff, and it's weird.
Mm.